Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Temperature is getting lower and lower, and eventually we're going to be dealing with snow here in Buffalo. There has been talk of a comprehensive snow removal plan the last couple of years. Joe, what have you heard so far about this year's snow removal plan for Buffalo?
Basically, the same as in the past, but what the problem is going to be for this year is that we're going to have a new mayor. And we might have a whole new department. And if that is the case, you know, the snow removal plan may be for naught in many regards, because if you have new people that are coming in, they might have or see a completely different way of doing or needing snow removal in the city of Buffalo.
How could this year's election affect what we see in that snow removal plan that may differ from what Mayor Scanlon may be doing in the next few weeks?
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, when you listened to the comments from the mayoral candidates currently, they're all talking about different things. You know, one is talking about, you know, hiring. Well, in order to do many of the things that they want to do, it's going to mean that we're going to need to have more equipment and hire more employees. And the fiscal status of the city of Buffalo is just not going to allow that. So it's a good question. In certain regards, there may as well not even be a plan this year for snow removal and just simply use one of the old plans.
In your mind, regardless whether it's Chris Scanlon's, whether it's the new mayor's plan, what in your mind should be in a solid snow removal plan for 2025-26?
I think that there's some things that you can't put into the plan. I think that there should be mandatory overtime in the Department of Public Works. If there is a snowstorm and we need snowplow drivers to work overtime, it should be mandatory like it used to be. That's something, though, that needs to be negotiated with the union and with the contract. I think that's one of the most important things that needs to happen. The rest, it's so difficult, Tom, because you never know what kind of a storm you're going to get in Buffalo. I remember years ago, South Buffalo got socked. I think they have 3, 4, 5 feet of snow. And in my district, there was green grass. You know, so it's so difficult to put together a totally comprehensive plan because you never know what kind of a storm you're going to get. And you can't put together 100 different comprehensive plans for every potentiality that could occur. So you just need sort of that generic thing and go from there.
You just brought that up. They can't do 100 different generic plans, but would it make sense in your mind to try and have, say, a plan for district by district?
Not, necessarily district by district, but I think that maybe by looking at the meteorological channel depiction of Buffalo with, like, you know, there's certain areas south, Lovejoy, Fillmore, that get hit at a different level than, say, parts of North Buffalo, the North District, Delaware District, et cetera. You know, lake effect snow is going to be more problematic in my district than necessarily maybe in Lovejoy. You know, so I think that, you know, maybe by sections, but I still think it's just very, very difficult to put together a totally comprehensive plan. You know, it's like a game plan for the World Series. If all of a sudden the game starts getting out of hand, you've got to adapt. You've got to change.
And when do you hope to hear of a plan, whether it's from Mayor Scanlon or the new mayor?
Well, I'm more concerned, honestly, about whoever the mayor is going to be as to what their plan is going to be. Because, as I said, you know, I think that the new mayor can simply scrap whatever is in the old plan, or, quite honestly, use it as a, hey, it's not my plan, you know, it's not my fault that we couldn't get out of this mess. You see that in Washington, whether it's the Democrats blaming the Republican previous administration or the Republicans blaming the previous Democratic administration. I hope that doesn't happen, you know, this year. I hope that whoever becomes mayor is simply able to put together an effective plan and follow it. But it's going to be, I think, whoever the new mayor is, it's going to be his plan that is going to matter, you know, not the one that's put in, you know, this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.